You are listening to TLRStation.com.
A Graceful Journey radio program is where you will hear powerful conversations, insights, and knowledge to help you when family caregiving calls. Host Lorna Scott brings a powerful combination of experience as a family caregiver and professional expertise as a coach and counselor. You will be empowered to meet demands, find balance, all while caring for yourself that help you find grace, peace, hope, and joy in your caregiver journey.
Hello, and welcome to a Graceful Journey radio program powered by Tenacious Living Radio. My name is Lorna M. Scott, author of the best-selling book, Walking the Journey Together Alone, Finding Peace, Hope, and Joy in the Middle of the... I'm your host, and today we're going to get into something that's really a key piece to help keep you moving each day and really in the long-term plan as well. And this is about having your own caregiver toolkit. And that might sound a little formal or practical, perhaps even boring. And I want to emphasize that this is something you can grab and will just help get through your day. Now, when I talk about a caregiver toolkit, it could be a physical kit, but what I'm going to do is go over three sections of the toolkit that you might want to consider, and some of it will be what you can actually pack into a bag. And what might be something you could think of is a woman when she's pregnant and getting ready in those last couple of months before the baby's born, she packs her hospital bag of things. And that's what this is sort of like. It's about having some things available for you that to help when you're sitting at doctor's appointments. It could be physical things. It could be your mindset. And it is just something that you will find very helpful in that whole pre-planning process. And we have spent the last few episodes talking about how you can intentionally create something. And this is another piece to that. You can add in your peace formula. It might be something that you can do for that. It can be some of your self-care. And what can happen if you don't have this preparation done is you might find yourself sitting at the hospital for 3 or 4 or 5 hours, twiddling your thumbs, getting bored, perhaps even getting anxious about why things are taking so long or what's happening next, especially if you have trips to the emergency room. That was a place where I found it was really quite helpful to just have something I could grab and go. And it's having the information about medications and prior treatment, that whole health history is a real practical piece of having this toolkit available as well. One of the things that I found in especially going to the emergency room and even at times to the family doctor is that they didn't have all the information. The oncologist and the specialist had their bit of information. The family doctor had his bit of information. And the people who were doing any medical tests, like CT scans, MRIs, even at the labs, you know, they only had their bit of information. And at the emergency room, they would deal with only what was really presented to them. So if you had a complicated medical issue, and some of you are caring for people with medical issues that have extra pieces to them and maybe a medication that isn't typically used for that that particular disease, or there's a part of the body that's experiencing some pain, the emergency room doesn't have all that kinds of information available. And that's why it's really important to be able to have that practical piece in place and available to go. One of the things that happened to my husband in regards to this was a trip to the emergency room where he had a blood clot in his arm. And they he had a medical line in his arm, and it has been known to cause blood clots, and there wasn't necessarily a surprise to that at all. And so they were treating the blood clot, and they did all the tests and gave him some medication that would dissolve the clot and, I mean, what we would call thin the blood to be able to, for that blood to get through the vein again. Now, in that course, I don't know how we missed this, or even if we did and maybe the doctors just didn't pay attention, I'm not sure. But at that point, my husband had a couple of brain tumors. And one of the interesting things with that is that the brain tumors react differently than the rest of the blood system. So if he was given the medication for the anti-clotting, it could possibly make the brain tumors bleed. And that was missed that day at the emergency room. And we didn't actually find out till the next day when we had the doctor call and say, you know, this is kind of the case. If he takes this medication, might make the tumors bleed and he could have a stroke. If he doesn't take the medication, the blood clot could break and go into his lung. He'd have trouble breathing. And that was very serious as well. So it wouldn't necessarily have changed any course of treatment. It just would have helped us through that night. And I didn't have that medical history right there to be able to share with the doctor and kind of go through my mental checklist of what we needed to share. And I just kind of assumed that they had all the information they needed, and they didn't. So having something that in place so that you can give the health history to the doctor, what I did after that actually was I typed out the health history with, you know, all his, when he was diagnosed and what treatments he had and what medications he had and the amounts of medication he was taking and how often. And I just kept that list. I kind of started leaving a list everywhere. I left one on the fridge at home so he'd have it if he needed it. And I put it in my purse and I had a copy in the bag as well. So that's one of the important things of having the practical pieces of having your caregiver toolkit. The other thing is, as I mentioned before, that idle time of feeling not knowing what to do and then feeling it pressured. What happens after that is then you can feel a lot of time pressure when you have to go back to work or you're going back home. There might have been things you could have done while you were sitting in a waiting room. There's a few little things that don't take a lot of brain power, but can really help set your day up for success. And that takes that preparation. And if you don't have it, and then you're delayed at an appointment or something, and then you feel that extra stress because now you've got less time to do what you need to do at home or need to do at work. And that's one of the things that can happen. And sometimes these times where you're basically forced to sit and wait because you're at a doctor's appointment. And my experience with many doctor's appointments is that you do wait, and the same with some of the medical appointments. And depending on the tests, my husband had a number of CT scans where he had to drink that funny goop. So we were there for 2 hours before he even had the CT scan. And so I had time to fill. And that another place where that's good is, or that you can do in that time, is something for yourself. It's kind of nourishing your own soul. That's where you might journal or you might do some inspirational reading. It's just a way that you can really soothe your soul and take advantage of the fact that you're not answering phones and people aren't coming into your office or your children aren't asking for something. There's a nice little gift in being in that place where you know you just need to be and you're going to be for a certain amount of time. And there's just some other some of those practical tasks like for your mind that, you know, I talked about. Sometimes there's the household tasks. And We'll also talk a little bit about what to pack in that bag for your body, because again, you can get delayed, or it's just a good time to really plan what you can maybe eat or drink and do, how to nourish that part of your body as well. It's really a something that once you're done kind of getting it together, it just becomes a habit to have that bag with you, to kind of have it handy, to be able to grab, just a basically a grab and go toolkit, and it really can really reduce a lot of that stress that you feel in the hustle and bustle of a day. That is a piece that many caregivers will miss and will just find themselves really getting more anxious as they just kind of hang around in the hospital during the day. So we're going to get a little bit more into specifics. I gave you some, you know, some ideas of what we're going to talk about after the break, about our, you know, basically our body, mind, soul, and the care, how that works with the caregiver toolkit. And we're going to get into that after the break. So please stay with us. And we're powered by Tenacious Living Radio, and you're listening to A Graceful Journey. See you after the break.
I didn't order this. Can I send it back? This is one of the powerful Caregiver Mastery signature talks that Lorna M. Scott can bring to your community group, support group, or workplace. She will inspire your audience to change how they think about family caregivers and empower them with key steps for creating a caregiving life by embracing the family caregiver role while putting work, life, family balance back into their lives. Stop the Madness is another popular talk, along with Staying Strong, How to Look After You. Contact Lorna at 403-548-8437 or Lorna at lornamscott.com to book her for your next conference, workshop, seminar, or keynote presentation.
Are you ready to change your perspective? Ready to live outside the box? Then our Fearless Life Workshop is for you. Carrie Ann Barron, owner of TLRStation.com, facilitates this workshop and helps you identify the thoughts, feelings, and actions that may be keeping you from living the life you want. Based on the best-selling book, Fearless Living by Rhonda Britton, the workshop is interactive, experiential, thought-provoking, practical, and fun. Visit tenaciousliving.org to find out more.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Hi, welcome back to Graceful Journey Radio Program, sponsored by Tenacious Living Radio. Before the break, we were talking about the Caregiver Toolkit. And I liken this Caregiver Toolkit to having that bag ready when you go to have a baby and just being prepared. And we've, as I mentioned, we talked about this in previous episodes, about how you can do some prevention strategies to help reduce your stress and get some more joy in your life. And sometimes that means just getting through the day, which is just fine. And what I wanted to do at this point was to really look at kind of the three parts, body, mind, and soul, when it comes to the Caregiver Toolkit. And to be honest, when I started this, get preparing for this episode, I really started just focusing on what I used to put in my bag that I would carry to the hospital. And then I realized there was more to this, and I could broaden this perspective for you, and I hope you'll find it helpful. One of the things that I did when I was caregiving for my husband was I balanced work and home and caring for him. And when he was working, most of the time things were fairly steady. It was as his health worsened through the terminal cancer, and my role and responsibilities grew as a caregiver and looking after things in the home, that's when some of the shifting started to happen. And he went through nearly 3 years of continuous treatment. So we had lots of visits to the doctor's office and treatment centers. And I balanced that with work. So one of the things I did to keep a little bit of sanity and to keep on top of things was to, I even plan things at work to go along with the medical appointment. So if I knew I had some reading to do, or maybe if I was writing a report or submitting a grant proposal and I needed to read and edit it, those were things that I kind of would set aside for the times that I knew I was sitting in the waiting room at a doctor's appointment or medical test. And that way I didn't have as much time, extra time to put into work after we were home. I was so lucky actually to have that much flexibility at work to do that. And sometimes it just takes asking your employer to give you some flexibility to do that while you're, you know, doing some of the running around or being, especially those doctors. I'm going to kind of lightly get stuck on that a little bit today because that's where I found the most kind of dead time, the time that I'm sitting there doing nothing. So how can I be productive without increasing my stress? So that was one of the things that I was able to kind of put into my caregiver toolkit on the work side, was to plan for some of those things. Now, what I did learn because of some of the unexpected events that happened medically, as well as some of the planned, was some of the things that I wanted to do with for my body was to make sure that I had some proper nutrition handy in the bag. So I usually had a couple of bottles of water. I'd have some granola bars, maybe some almonds. Not only for me, but I had some for Callum as well, because it sometimes he would get hungry, especially if we were there for a few hours, or if he wasn't able to eat before some of the tests, then I would make sure that he had something that he liked as well. Things that could stay in the bag and, you know, weren't going to go rotten. Often, on a planned day, I might grab a piece of fruit or something like that. Also, on the way out the door, to just add to it, to have something fresh. But I usually had something so that whatever was going to happen, I knew we at least had water and a snack, and we're ready for that. The other things that found helpful to have handy were even things like body lotion or hand lotion, sometimes mouthwash. We spent long days sometimes waiting for medical tests, and it was just something that was handy. Hospitals are dry. Doctors' offices tend to be dry, so you want to have some moisture. And if there's any, you're caring for somebody who has, because of medication or the disease or disability, has some issues with dry skin, then it's really helpful for them to be able to have that as well. So I usually had something like that handy, and Kleenex, just to have. I'm kind of a mom, so I usually carry Kleenex in my purse, but I often had things there as well. And just thinking on the body side, even having a little bit of a plan for moving. So this might not be necessarily something that you put into your kit, your toolkit bag, although it could be if you wanted to have running shoes or something for walking, but you'll know once you're in these environments how much time you have and whether there's a good place to walk, and just that can be a good time to get your body moving and not necessarily sit there and wait. When you know you've got time, you can take off for a walk. And in some of the places we lived, there was some nice places outside that were, you know, just a nice calming environment and would be a nice place to just go and sit or sit in the sun, go have a walk down a couple of paths. So that's some of the things you could do for your body. I guess one more thing, if you want to, maybe putting in a sweater or something like a, so that you can layer a little bit. Temperatures just vary in different buildings, so it's kind of handy to have an extra sweater or little jacket or something with you in case you get cold. Now, the other part is your mind. And I've talked a bit about that the most, I think, so far. But this is looking after some of those practical things. So it could be what you're going to take for work, having some of those things set aside. But it could be things like reading some practical information. I'm going to put reading in both mind and soul because I think it depends what you need that day. So sometimes the reading is about, you know, a caregiver toolkit. Maybe there is a book you found who has something in there that says, pack this up. Or maybe it's something about a specific disease, or maybe it's some reading to do for work, or maybe it's a cookbook of how to make meals in 30 minutes or less, but something that's on that practical and learning side. That is something that can help your mind, and you could have in your bag is that book that you maybe don't have time to read on a general basis, and then it's available for you to work through when you're sitting waiting. That's kind of the caregiver toolkit. It's really about what you're doing while you're waiting and finding those pieces of calm and joy and peace and how to create that in those moments of being of waiting for doctors and medical tests and all that kind of fun stuff. Even just at the lab, it's nice to have something to just pick up. That could be your magazine. Maybe you get a favorite magazine at work or at home, and you really wanted to get through it. So that could be something that you could do. I belong to Toastmasters, and I used to write some of my speeches when I was waiting. That was one of the places where I knew I'd have a few minutes to concentrate on that. Some of the hospitals now are a little more lenient with access to wireless, and they have Wi-Fi that you can maybe go on the internet if you've got a smartphone or a tablet. And that might be a time that you do some of the research for some things that might support you as a caregiver. There's a website called Lots of Helping Hands. And it's a website that you can put all your information, medical information, insurance information, financial information, and that's one place that's kind of kept online. So if you need anybody else to access it, they can. But what I really used that website for was to schedule help. And I didn't use this website soon enough. It was about the last 4 or 5 weeks before Callum passed away. But what I did was put in kind of meals. I just wanted somebody to bring supper. And people just went to the website and they put their name in if they were going to bring a meal, or if they were, we had people come help clean our house. We had people who came and actually took me to the pool and had somebody stay with Callum, somebody to help get me out. So it was a really helpful way that I didn't have to actually ask, physically pick up the phone and ask for help. I could put it in the on the website when I needed it, and just at my own time frame. And people could go on when it was convenient for them, and they could pick a time that worked for them. It was beautiful. So that might be a website you might want to look at when you've got that time. That's lotsofhelpinghands.com. And there's also another one called caretools.com. that also has some really good resources. So those are some of the things that might help in your mind. And then the real practical things, like, you know, you could make your grocery list that time. You can make your, you know, what you're going to do for the next week. You can maybe even go and make a couple of phone calls if that would work out. You can maybe look at your schedule to if there's any planning to do for some of the activities that you came up with for your peace formula. Maybe there's some action plans that you want to put in place there. So those are all some of the things that you can do, and many of them can be done in 10 minutes. So it doesn't have to be a big, lengthy anything. And then for your soul, nourishing your soul, again, getting out if there's a little courtyard or somewhere nearby where there's you can be a little bit in the nature or in the sunshine, listening to music. The reading, and this reading might be different. This might be more inspirational. It might be more uplifting. If chicken soup for the soul, kinds of things. Things that just fill you up and bring you joy. It could be reading a book about other people's experiences. And there are a couple that I could recommend. One is the Caregiver Wife's Handbook, Caring for Your Seriously Ill Husband, Caring for Yourself. One, I just love this title, actually. It's You'd Better Not Die or I'll Kill You, Caregiver's Survival Guide to Keeping You in Good Health and Good Spirits. A couple of books that I've contributed to, one is the Caregifters book series, and it's on loss, and it's a collection of essays by those who care. And there's one that's After Caregiving Ends, A Guide to Beginning Again, Support, Suggestions, and Stories to Help You Heal and Step Into Next. So those are some of the books that, you know, you might use to nourish your soul. Grab your, whether you've got a smartphone or an iPod, and listen to some music. Maybe you love reading love stories or mysteries or drama, anything that's maybe fiction. So that would be a nice time to read just some fiction, just something that you enjoy doing. And then having your notebook. I guess this actually goes back to the mind. But some of the practical things that you might want as well is having that notebook where you keep notes at the doctor's appointments. You keep your list of questions for the doctor. Having your planner or calendar so that if you need to coordinate any other medical appointments. Having a pen and pencil handy there. And again, the Kleenex. And I'm just going to finish off with your list of phone numbers. This was something that I missed having, was some of the local phone numbers. Very quickly, we were living in Saskatoon and had no family nearby. Really, outside of the cancer center, we only knew people we worked with. And Callum had a very tough night one night in hospital, and I needed to call somebody who could come and help me right away. My family, the closest, was 5 hours away. And it was after work hours, and I had no cell phone numbers, no access to the numbers. And this wasn't a case where I could really leave the hospital room. He was crashing. It was quite a time where he almost died. And I was actually able, through a roundabout way, get through the message service at where he worked and got a hold of somebody who happened to be working late, and I didn't get it worked out. But I would have a written list and a list in your phone, if possible, to have those handy. Because the other part is if you do have a crisis, sometimes your mind doesn't work and work as good as it usually does, and it's hard to recall the numbers even out of the top of your head. So just having something that's written down or that you can give to somebody else to make those calls if necessary. So that's a whole roundabout way about your caregiver toolkit, looking after your body, your mind, and your soul. And that I encourage you to go and get your favorite bag or buy something that's really nice or just makes you feel good and load it up with the water, the snacks, the books, and some music and all the things we talked about, and be ready for those moments that you plan for and some that you don't. And that is pretty much a wrap for today. I hope that you have enjoyed the show, and we will be coming back next week. So thank you for joining us. And, you know, I gave you that whole list of books. And, of course, you can always pick mine up, Walking the Journey Together Alone. You can get that at Amazon.ca, at Amazon.com. And today I am grateful for being able to spend the time with you here today. I am grateful for sunshine and blue sky, and I am grateful for the wonderful world that we get to live in. So again, my passion is to support you. Please send me your questions and suggestions. Maybe you've got something you could add to that caregiver toolkit. I'm at lauren@laurenamscott.com. May you find peace, hope, and joy in every day. Till next time, this is a Graceful Journey radio show, powered by Tenacious Living Radio.
Thank you for joining us on A Graceful Journey. Interested in learning more about caregiver mastery? An empowering way to meet demands, find balance, all while caring for yourself, that help you find grace, peace, hope, and joy in your journey? Then Lorna M. Scott would love to connect with you. Contact her at lorna@lornamscott.com. We will see you next week, same day and time.